So he was a safety engineer at Meta. As you say, he had that time off. And then he realised that things weren't good for his 14-year-old daughter. So just tell me what was happening to her.
So she initially asked if she could join Instagram before she was of age, which is 13. And he said no, she had to wait. And so she waited. And when she finally got on, she's really into cars, and she would have responses that were really misogynistic, what seemed to be online predators reaching out to her.
Okay, so he then, really concerned, of course, about what his daughter is subjected to online, he returns to the company, and he says he did raise these concerns directly with the Meta CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, in 2021.
Meta must be held accountable for their recommendations and for the unwanted sexual advances that Instagram enables. As soon as I understood this gap, I did what I had always done. I researched the problem, vetted the numbers, and informed Mark Zuckerberg, Sheryl Sandberg, and other executives.
He raised them throughout his time period. He came back in 2019 and he left in 2021. And throughout that time period, he said he spoke to Mark Zuckerberg at least 100 times. What we're seeing in court is all these internal emails that he sent to Zuckerberg where he's raising the alarm. He's conducting studies about young people's well-being on the platform and finding that they are having really bad and harmful experiences more often than not.
In a carefully designed survey by Instagram in 2021, we found that 1 in 8 kids aged 13 to 15 years old experienced unwanted sexual advances in the last 7 days. This is unacceptable, and my work has shown that it doesn't need to be this way.
And Arturo, he is now central to this trial in California where a jury will decide whether Meta is guilty of harming children with technology designed to be addictive like cigarettes. Now, he was the first to give evidence, wasn't he? Just tell me about that.
Yes. He's definitely the star witness in this trial, and he came off cross really strong. He said that Meta had used this don't ask, don't tell strategy when it came to the safety of children. So it knew that this was happening, he alleges, but they were hiding it from the public.
And the Californian Attorney General, Rob Bonta, he's actually leading the case against Meta. He spoke outside the court.
We, of course, heard from the first witness, a whistleblower engineer from Meta who was in charge of child safety while there, who talked about their motto, their culture, if you will, which was to move fast and break things. Unfortunately, the thing that was broken here was the mental health of our children.
But what were they arguing inside the court?
So they're very aligned with their arguments. When the lawyers for the state governments opened their statements, they used this mnemonic that said Meta's business can be boiled down to 4 words that begin with the letter H, which is hook, hold, harvest, and hide. And so what they're saying is that Meta hooks in these young children, they hold them there through these addictive technologies, they harvest their data, and then they hide that from the public.
This is about our children, the next generation, our kids. They deserve to be safe. And Meta has acted unlawfully here. We are here to hold them accountable. We look forward to continuing our trial and bringing our case forward.
Well, Dara, let's just step back a moment and consider how this case came about and what the complainants are hoping to achieve. Now, there are 4 lead states in this case, aren't there? And, well, billions of dollars at stake.
Right. Yeah. So this is one of actually thousands of cases that have been brought over the last several years, but this one is a very major one. The other cases we've seen have been brought by individual states. We've seen individual victims bring cases and families, and we've also seen school districts. What this one is 29 states have joined together to sue Meta over these same allegations, that it's intentionally creating addictive products to get children on the platform, and that's leading to their harm. And so 29 states are working together, but just 4 of the states are representing the cohort in court, which is California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey. And so you're seeing there too, it's a very bipartisan issue. We have concerned parents from red states and blue states. And so it's really interesting to see this play out.
And they're seeking hundreds of billions of dollars in penalties.
Right. So the kind of the ballpark figure that the attorneys general have said is $200 billion, but that really will be up to the judge. And the judge will decide on the financial damages, and she'll also decide on other requests that are coming from these states, such as changing how the platform works.
Mm. And as I understand it, the attorney generals of these states, they'll use internal documents and interviews with current and former staff to show that Meta discussed compulsive use of its platforms and how various tools actually contributed to that.
Right, correct. And as someone who's been covering this, and I've covered previous lawsuits, a lot of these documents are similar, so I'm familiar with a bunch of them. Mm. There's one where employees are talking about how Instagram is a drug, and they say, yeah, we're basically pushers. There's all these internal surveys and reports that Meta did that found that children were being harmed and showed that Meta didn't do anything to ameliorate that. So it's really interesting, all of the internal documents that are coming out in this lawsuit and other lawsuits.
Mm. So tell me then, will Mark Zuckerberg himself, Meta's CEO, face questioning during this trial? And what does Meta have to say about these allegations?
Everyone's saying that he is going to testify. We don't have the schedule yet for the witnesses, so it's kind of wait and see. But Meta is saying that these attorneys general are not sticking to the facts and they're not sticking to the law. And instead, they're just chasing this big payout. And specifically in the case of Arturo Bejar, they have filed tons of motions to try and stop him from testifying and trying to stop any internal documents he was affiliated with from being presented in court. They're also actively trying to get another inside whistleblower from testifying, and the judge is yet to rule on that.
Mm, interesting. Okay. And it's worth noting, as you say, there have been a range of lawsuits of this nature. In March, a woman known as Kaylee, she was actually awarded $8 million Australian dollars in damages.
Hugs and tears outside an LA court as the finding in a case against big tech was handed down. After more than 40 hours of deliberations, a jury found Meta and Google were negligent in the design of their platforms.
So there has been success in the courts, hasn't there? Just tell me about that case.
Right. That case was the very first of these thousands of lawsuits that have these very similar allegations to go to trial. So it was a really groundbreaking case because it was the first time ever that Meta has been held liable for the design of its products. And what's really different about these cases are their product liability lawsuits. So what the plaintiffs are alleging is that there's something wrong with the actual products. It's not the content. Like, that's not the problem. Mm. It's the products themselves that have been designed to be addictive.
Yes.
It's very similar with what we saw with the tobacco cases in the 1990s.
Yeah, so they're arguing it's addictive like cigarettes.
Yes.
Well, this trial is being referred to as the tech industry's big tobacco moment. What do you think, though? Do you think this could be a pivotal moment for change?
I think it's extremely significant, especially because that very first case with Kaylee, Meta lost on all counts. It was found liable. And so that really set a precedent for these thousands of other lawsuits to, you know, play out. Mm. And this one with the attorneys general is the biggest of all the lawsuits. If the judge makes a similar ruling as the last one, Meta could really be forced to change the design of its platform. What we saw with Kaylee is under that jurisdiction, which was under California state court, they could only award damages. They couldn't make Meta change its platform. But this one, since it's a federal suit, they're able to demand these changes. And if Meta is forced to change its algorithm is its lifeblood. And that could really change its business model and change how its platforms work.
If Meta loses, it could be forced to fundamentally change the way its social media platforms operate.
That could include eliminating likes and the infinite scroll that encourages users to look at new posts.
Well, Dara, of course, this is a case in the United States, but it could it not open the way for similar legal action around the world, including in Australia? I mean, there's users everywhere who could argue they have been deeply damaged by these algorithms. They've become addicted to social media, to things like Facebook and Instagram.
Right, yeah, it could open a can of worms. And child advocates around the world are looking to see what happens with these cases. A lot of countries have more strict laws that govern these technology companies. The United States has extremely relaxed laws. And so it'll be interesting to see what the jury thinks and if Meta is found liable, how the judge decides to fine it and if it decides to change its platform.
And so when do we expect to have a result then?
The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. And then there's the jury deliberation and then the judge will be making the final decision. So we probably won't know until October at the earliest.
These are the conclusions I have come to. One, Meta knows the harm that kids experience on their platform. And executives know that their measures fail to address it. Two, there are actionable steps that Meta could take to address the problem. And three, they are deciding time and time again to not tackle these issues.
Dara Kerr is a tech reporter with The Guardian. This episode was produced by Ilaria Brophy and Louise Mylan. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is Sydney Pete. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.